The identity has been released of the victim of a traffic accident in Canton late Saturday morning. Police called to the intersection of Route 62 and Harmon Avenue for the multi-vehicle crash. Victim, identified as 30-year-old Aaron Stevens of Alliance, was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital. An investigation is underway. $1.5 million bond set for a Canton man accused in a deadly shooting. 28-year-old Armando Cole appeared in Canton Municipal Court and was arraigned on a murder charge in the death of 20-year-old Rion Sanford. A status conference scheduled for Thursday. Police say Stanford was shot multiple times early Saturday in the 800 block of Garfield Avenue Southwest. Second man was also injured. Cole was arrested later that day. Canton man arraigned in two separate courtrooms today on sex charges involving minors. 18-year-old Javon Watkins charged in Massillon for a June incident involving a 14-year-old girl. A preliminary hearing in municipal court is scheduled for July 27th. Watkins, arrested Friday, is also charged in Canton with a November 2025 rape of a child under 13. Court records state he confessed to the assault. Bond set at $1 million. Former NFL star in the Stark County Jail over a child support case out of Michigan. Ex-Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell was arrested Sunday by Jackson Township Police and is being held on a courtesy hold for the Michigan agency. According to the repository, Bell's attorney says the former Pro Bowler is being ordered to pay child support based on his NFL earnings from 2020, not his current income. The attorney says Bell recently paid $50,000 in child support using his NFL pension, but the dispute continues. Carbon monoxide suspected as the cause of death for a man in Canton. Fire personnel called to a Ruby Place location at about 7:30 Saturday morning, where they found a person unresponsive. Testing reportedly detected elevated levels of CO in the building. A generator operating in the building is the suspected source. The victim, identified as 39-year-old Curtis Bruckelmeyer of Summit County, was not indicated in what type of building the incident took place. The official cause of death is pending toxicology reports. Proposed changes to a city employee bargaining unit will be considered by Alliance Council. The resolution up for a vote tonight would reject a proposed successor contract with the Federation of United Employees, declaring the current agreement expired, and withdraw the city's voluntary recognition of the group. Council also will review a plan to have park department retirement and severance payouts paid through the city's general fund instead of the park levy fund. Other items include a proposed $600,000 sewer vacuum truck purchase. It would replace a vehicle bought in 2015. Strasburg man accused of a string of business break-ins faces more than 40 counts. 47-year-old Patrick Hoover arrested last Tuesday after allegedly targeting businesses between mid-June and early July. Charges include breaking and entering, burglary, safe cracking, possession of criminal tools, and tampering with coin machines. Hoover due in Canton Municipal Court today and in Massillon Municipal Court Friday. More than 4 years after the fatal stabbing of an 11-year-old Wyndham boy, his older brother has been sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. 23-year-old Nathan McAtee pleaded guilty to aggravated murder in May in Portage County Common Pleas Court. McAtee underwent psychiatric evaluations after initially being found incompetent to stand trial. He was later ruled legally sane at the time of the crime. Several other charges were dismissed in exchange for his guilty plea. Investigators say Joseph McAtee was killed with a sword in the family's Cloverleaf Road apartment in April 2022. Poland Township Landfill has until August 30th to provide the Ohio EPA with information about how it resolved leachate spills. 61,000 gallons of wastewater overflowed a leachate storage tank at Republic Services Carbon Limestone Landfill May 17th. Spilled into a drainage ditch and pond. The landfill was cited for two instances of leachate discharge in June. The EPA says heavy rain breached soil dams meant to contain leachate, resulting in 15,000 gallons ending up in the same pond. None of the water ended up in state waters. Youngstown man sought on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, and a weapons count. Police searching for 35-year-old Eugene Tompkins after a warrant was issued Friday. Four people, including a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, were hospitalized after an SUV rolled over following a shooting at Boardman July 11th. Police say the vehicle overturned after running a red light at Market Street and Meadowbrook Avenue. Investigators believe the vehicle had just come under gunfire. 911 caller alerted Warren Fire personnel of a man down an embankment Friday afternoon. Crews called to an area near the Summit Street Dam. The man's legs were injured. WKBN-TV reports fire crews believe he'd been there several hours. Assistant Fire Chief Charles Eggleston said a basket was lowered to extricate the victim, whose condition was not available.